Lily Roberts considered herself too sensible to believe in sparkly fairies or wayward shadows. She briefly reconsidered the possibility that this was all a dream. She'd fallen asleep reading with Wendy and Michael before, and Ella Enchanted was an inspiring and imaginative story.
Shadow? Lily quizzed the newcomer. What are you talking about? Who's lost?
After a glimpse at Peter, Michael's bedazzled gaze returned to Belle, who was preening in front of the porthole-style mirror hanging above his door. Wendy took in her brother's rapt expression, his open-mouthed grin. Now that was an appropriate reaction to the appearance of a fairy. Wendy considered this clear evidence that Michael was more like her than Lily. Indeed, Lily was beside herself. She asked Peter, "What are you doing here?"
"Where are your manners?" Wendy scolded Lily. "Do you have to pick at everything?"
Belle smoothed her leaf skirt. "Peter is a human boy, human like you." Though she had had her quarrels with Peter, plenty of them, it irked her to hear Lily question him so suspiciously. You see, Belle loved Peter, though she didn't always like him. And however tested, a fairy's love is a lifelong bond. She explained,
"He is seeking playmates. Children need playmates to be happy, healthy, and whole."
Peter spun in place and winked at the stepsisters.
"I understand that you can't help staring. All the girls like me. Everyone likes me. I project a manly presence."
Lily folded her arms across her chest and muttered, "That's optimistic." Wendy repressed a snort laugh. "When did you last see your shadow?"
"I'm not sure exactly."
Peter marched into Michael's toy box, which resembled a treasure chest, and opened the lid.
"It used to follow me everywhere."
Rummaging inside, Peter tossed out Black Panther, Thor, Spider-Man, and Wonder Woman action figures. A red rubber ball followed, bouncing 3 times on the hardwood and nearly knocking off the nightstand lamp. Michael retrieved the ball and pitched it onto the floor, where it rolled past the cat. It was a credit to Spot's fixation on Belle that she didn't chase the ball or pounce on the Spider-Man figure that had landed only inches to the right of the beanbag. Still searching, Peter said,
"My shadow keeps wandering off. The last time we visited Kensington Gardens, it spent hours hiding in the elfin oak."
He flicked his wrist. A frisbee sliced through the air and into Lily's quick hands. Peter added,
"I'm beginning to take it personally."
"Why would your shadow be here?" Lily asked. "In my brother's bedroom."
"In our brother's bedroom."
Wendy recalled that Kensington Gardens were counted among the Royal Parks of London, which was located at least 2 plane rides from Tulsa. Michael's lower lip quivered.
"I'm everybody's brother."
"Not mine,"
Belle scoffed, launching from the porthole-style wall mirror to search behind the long blue curtains, mindful to stay beyond Spot's leaping range.
"We've been listening to your story, Wendy, the one about Ella. We've been listening at that window."
Ella Enchanted was written by Gail Carson Levine, not Wendy Darling, but she beamed at the compliment anyway. She had, after all, put a lot of emotion into reading aloud. Peter held up Michael's favorite plush toy.
"Hmm, who's this?"
It was medium brown, wearing an orange polka-dotted dress. Normally, it traveled with Michael or stayed on his bed, but it was stashed inside the box when the house was cleaned for company.
"Nana Bear!"
the 4-year-old shouted, scrambling off the bed and past his sisters.
"Mikey!"
Lily called, dropping the frisbee to the floor. As her little brother slipped beyond her grasp,
"Come back here!"
Michael grabbed his teddy and hugged it tight. Nana Bear was a wonderful listener and secret keeper, especially these past few months as tension in the family had escalated. Michael had loved Nana Bear his whole life.